Smokinlicious is proud to bring you another guest blog. This time we're featuring one that will become one of your favorites. Abigail Murphy is a community outreach at Lobster Anywhere, a mail order seafood company based in New England. For over three decades, LobsterAnywhere.com has provided live Maine lobsters and premium seafood to white tablecloth restaurants, hotels, and large institutions throughout the USA. They have established an unparalleled reputation for serving customers with discerning taste. If you want a live Maine lobster or fresh seafood delivered overnight for your business or your special event, you can count on Lobster Anywhere to deliver. Today, we're featuring a special lobster recipe from Lobster Anywhere, Maine shrimp and steak kebabs on the grill. Summer is fast approaching, and that means it's time to dust off the grill and prepare it for delicious meals that can only be cooked and enjoyed outdoors. Long story short, steak and shrimp kebabs are a great appetizer worth learning how to prepare and serve at this year's summer parties, and even serve as the main dish, because who doesn't want to have a shrimp and steak kebab during summer? For one, kebabs are a versatile meal. Sure, you can get chicken, cherry tomatoes, and nothing else and call it a kebab, but you can add fruit, meat, and veggies to your liking. We'll go with our fresh Maine shrimp and steak for our recipe because it's a hearty combination of protein. Yep, Maine shrimp is a fantastic summer seafood option. They come with a firm texture and sweet flavor and are very low in cholesterol and fat. You can saute them with garlic and olive oil or use them in salad, soups, and casseroles. Step one, prep the steak. Timing is everything, so start prepping your items in advance. Cut the steak into 1-inch cubes and marinate in a Ziploc bag or bowl with 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and pepper, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder and dried oregano. Add a pinch of cayenne pepper and let it sit for an hour. Use any cut you prefer, as most people like to use sirloin steak because it has a less fat content and is usually a little cheaper. You can also use cilantro in this recipe because it goes very well with seafood, but parsley would be a great substitute if you don't like cilantro. You could also add other veggies like cherry tomatoes or red onion to the skewers if you want them. Step two, move on to the shrimp. While the steak is marinating, you can prepare the shrimp. After washing them thoroughly under running water, remove their heads and shells by pulling on the head until it pops off. Then peel away the shell from top to bottom. Rinse again to remove any additional covers and pat dry before cutting a small slit down the center vein on the backside of each shrimp. This will help keep them from curling up when they go onto the skewers. The key to grilling shrimp is making sure they don't stick to the grill grate and overcook them. We recommend adding just enough olive oil so the shrimp are lightly coated without being saturated. Rub seasonings into the shrimp until they stick. This helps prevent the spices from falling off. The shrimp in this meal can be used fresh or thawed from frozen, but either way should have the heads removed. Fresh shrimp is a little messier and will take more time to peel, but you should be able to find it prepared at most seafood markets. What type of skewers should I use? When it comes to the skewers, cooks typically use bamboo skewers. The only problem with bamboo skewers is that they need to be soaked in water before using or they will burn. If you don't want to deal with soaking them ahead of time, use metal skewers instead. Step three, cooking time. Next, cook the steak long enough to brown it on high heat, then reduce the heat to low, simmer the steak, and add the shrimps later because they need less cooking time. And trust us, you don't want to overcook shrimp. You can assemble the kebabs when the meat is rare. Alternate the items on skewers and grill or broil. Brush kebabs with lemon basting sauce. Serve rice, or you can cook some corn on the cob. Final thoughts. And there you have it. If you're looking for a fresh, fun meal to make on the grill, you can't go wrong with these kebabs. The shrimp is spicy while the steak is wonderfully juicy and flavorful. The great thing about this recipe is that it's super simple and tastes fantastic. Plus, when grilling season starts in earnest, having recipes like this one on hand will come in handy. Enjoy!